West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Georgia State Patrol says a 28-year-old Buchanan man was killed over the weekend when his Ford F-150 exited a roadway, struck a tree. Investigators suggest that excessive speed may have been a factor in the crash. According to the GSP preliminary report, on January 5th, before 1 o'clock a.m., a trooper responded to a crash with injuries on Pope Lake Road near Stedman Road in Harrelson County. They believe the Ford F-150 was negotiating a curve on Pope Lake Road before the driver failed to maintain its lane, causing the Ford to exit the roadway. The driver was traveling too fast for conditions, causing the Ford to re-enter the roadway before crossing over the center line and exiting the roadway. The Ford continued off the roadway before striking a tree with its front. The driver, identified as Victor Cuck, was pronounced deceased on the scene.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God. Congratulations, you are now members of the 119th Congress.
U.S. Representative Brian Jack among the group there, sworn into the 119th Congress by Speaker Mike Johnson on Friday. Jack now represents Georgia's 3rd Congressional District, replacing Drew Ferguson. The 3rd Congressional District covers all or portions of 15 counties, including Carroll, Coweta, parts of Douglas County, Harrelson County, and Heard County in our listening area. Both Bremen City Schools and the City of Bremen have officially announced intentions to opt out of the adjusted base year ad valorem homestead exemption established by House Bill 581. The homestead exemption and the governing body's option to opt out was approved by Harrelson County voters and voters statewide this past November. Bremen City Schools stating that the intent to opt out is primarily focused on ensuring Bremen City Schools retains local autonomy over property taxes and funding necessary to maintain the district's standards of education. To opt out, public hearings are required before March the 1st in order to hear any interested parties on the subject. Bremen City Schools hosting public hearings at the Board of Education office located at 501 Pacific Avenue, Friday, January 17th, 7 o'clock a.m., Friday, January 24th, 11:30 a.m., and Monday, February 3rd at 6 o'clock p.m. Bremen Mayor and City Council hosting hearings on Thursday, January 16th, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., and January 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Public Safety Complex, 191 Georgia Avenue North. Carrollton City Council on Monday to revisit the discussion and possibly vote on the rezoning request from a local developer ahead of their plans to complete 54 townhome units and one single-family lot facing West White Street. Tritt Quality Homes is requesting rezoning of 3.97 acres off of West White Street in order to develop a townhome community. The project site would be combined with the 3.83-acre tract to the north. The Carrollton Planning Commission previously recommended approval of the rezoning request by a vote of 5-2. Carrollton City Council on Monday also discussing and possibly adopting regulatory provisions in regard to amusement game rooms in the city, with an intent to target amusement games and businesses that claim to provide non-monetary prizes for winning. The interest in updating an ordinance was sparked after City Hall received several calls from concerned citizens regarding a local grocery store that had installed gaming devices in-house. In developing the ordinance, the city states it is necessary to protect the health, safety, morals, and general welfare of the citizens of the city. Future amusement coin-op operators may be required to apply for a license annually, and most likely amusement game rooms would not be permitted within the city's central business district. The ordinance would remind business owners that it is unlawful to give any actual money for winning a game or games on an amusement machine. Prior to COVID, the Georgia Amusement and Music Operators Association found that 23,000 coin-operated amusement machine games in daily operation in the state of Georgia yielded approximately $797.5 million. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.